And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. We're broadcasting live from Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John. What do you say, Ray? You know, all these years, I've never given you a nickname, and I should have done it just for fun.
You don't have much more time.
You're right. I'm only going to be doing this with you for, what, another month or so?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We got changes. But you've been out. I mean, people think that we've already had the change because you've been out.
Well,
you've been out playing baseball, running around
traveling.
Costa Rica, traveling.
Yeah, I know. Got it all out of my system.
You got it out of your
system. And so now I won't be going anywhere for a while.
Okay.
So that's either good or bad.
I hear you.
But we do have fun on the show, but we also talk business, and we have some great business leaders in the studio today.
We do.
Wayne Howenstein is with us. He's from Learning Curve Consultants, and also Brian Whalen from Atlantic Capital Bank. And we're going to start the show with Wayne. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Learning Curve Consultants. First question I'll ask you is, tell us about your business and what do you do?
Yes, we are a small consulting firm that really looks at organizations and helping them with end-to-end learning solutions. So bringing folks on board and orienting them to their business all the way to leadership development and high potential development. We started just about 7 years ago, and we're pretty much industry agnostic, which means we work with companies 60 employees all the way to Fortune 100. And we're really in, you know, not particular about the industry that we work in.
Your tagline I see is "Unleash Your Talent." Talk about that.
So, with "Unleash Your Talent," we really want to think about each individual and team and organization and help them tap into what their greatness is, and really helping them identify that and then grow that through formal needs analysis and making sure that we understand where their goals and objectives are and where their gaps are.
Now, Wayne, you know, consulting, that's a big word, right? There's a lot of different ways you can consult with companies. Maybe give us some examples of some work that you've done recently that'll help our listeners define more precisely what you do.
Yeah, recently we worked with a small organization here in Atlanta that's in the building construction space. And they're trying to help their sales team really understand how to not sell product, but sell to needs and gaps. And so what we did is we came in and we helped them build a playbook for their sales team to really understand, here's our clients, this is what they need to be successful, and also the methodology around their sales process. And so really helping them be more strategic with their clients. And so they've just rolled that out, and they're getting more strategic with their clients, and we're looking at other businesses within that organization from a sales perspective to really help spread that message.
So how does a client determine if they need you? And I know that may seem obvious maybe for some companies, but some companies don't know they have an issue, maybe, right?
It is.
They can recognize symptoms, but not the disease, maybe.
Right, and I think that's the first step, is really understanding that you have a need. And I think I was sharing with Brian before this, I mean, when you think of small businesses, sometimes, you know, the owner or operator thinks their baby is beautiful, and they don't want to think that their baby is ugly, and so, unless other people start telling them that that's the case. And so strategically and tactically, you got to think about how do we work with them to cosmetically make their baby prettier. And so really it's about being vulnerable, being collaborative, and embracing the opportunity to grow the business and improve their business processes and what they do day in and day out.
You know, John talked about sometimes companies don't realize they have an issue, or as you say, they don't realize their baby is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go and find new business? How are you getting new clients? I mean, you can't go to a company and tell them their baby is ugly.
Right, exactly. I think with a small business like mine, it's really important word of mouth and growing organically, either within a larger organization, getting referrals into that business or through their network, and really thinking about from a small business perspective as well, helping them strategically across their business and then helping them with their friends and network.
You're listening to Wayne Howenstein. He's the principal with Learning Curve Consultants here on North Fulton Business Radio. Are there other companies out there, Wayne, that do what you do? And if so, what makes you maybe different from those companies?
Yes, there's a lot of very good training and learning companies out there. And I think what we try to do to differentiate ourselves is really think about that personal side of thing. And how can we help them tell the story that they want to tell from an objective standpoint, from a goals perspective? And really, we see it as a strategic partnership. If we're able to help them uncover those gaps and those needs and drive them to the result that they like, we see it as an opportunity to really grow that partnership, and that our tagline being Unleash Your Talent, really helping them to excel day in and day out and over a longer period of time.
So you mentioned the results they're looking for. How do you define success in a consulting relationship?
I think it's repeat business, obviously. Somebody saying, hey, this has worked well. Getting that feedback from the client that we've rolled this out, change is happening not only with our team, but the customers are seeing it as well. So let's do X, Y, and Z afterwards. And then really being able to have that conversation around how can we continue to measure success more successfully for you.
Well, I guess what one of the things I'm getting at there with that question is, I mean, you've got some soft targets that you're trying to get to, you know, retraining a sales force in terms of their capabilities,
right?
Let's call it. How do you measure success in the soft objectives? Because that's hard to do sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I think a lot of people struggle with that. And, you know, you think about behavior change is where we start with things. And I'm really a huge proponent of that from a learning perspective is, do I understand who I am and what I'm about? And we actually have an assessment that we use with some of our clients that really helps drive that internal understanding of self. So how do I communicate? How do I make business decisions? And then from that, how does our team, what does our team dynamic look like? And do we have a complementary skill set on our team? And if not, you know, where are our blind spots is what we call them, those opportunities within the team and then individually. And that's where we start the building process.
Wayne, you're an experienced business guy. You've been around a while. You've had this firm since 2012, but you've got a lot of experience to bring to the table prior to forming this firm. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, I worked internally for several organizations here in Atlanta, really helping build training, talent management, and learning functions. And I think what I loved about doing that is you can kind of see the fruits of your labor. And I've tried to really emulate that and moving to my own consulting practice is that partnership and not being seen as a, hey, this is a training vendor, let's do this one off and then thanks so much and we'll talk to you when we need you. But how can I be a part of that organization's culture and be seen as a strategic partner? And I think both with the small organizations and large organizations, we've been successful in doing that since 2012, and we're continuing to seek more ways to be that strategic partner.
Wayne, if our audience is business owners, business leaders, executives, decision makers, people that you probably want to reach out to, if I'm listening to this show right now and I'm listening to you talk, what are some of the signs maybe that I should be looking for within my company that says to me, I need to give Wayne a call or I need to get maybe some help or some training?
Yeah, we're having a conflict within our team. We need some team building to really grow closer. We have some specific gaps from a knowledge, skills, ability standpoint. We're really good at help building a framework for getting somebody from point A to point B. You know, if you're an individual contributor that needs to move into management, what are those skill sets that you need to take the next level? And really, how do I, as a leader, move somebody down that path?
Okay, so I'm thinking I probably need to have a conversation with Wayne and his company, Learning Curve Consultants. How do you engage with your customers? Is it an ongoing process? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it varies from client to client and prospect to prospect. But typically speaking, we'll sit down and figure out where are you now and where are you headed from a training, learning, talent management perspective. And we even move into the area of performance management and coaching. But really, let's figure out how we can help address some of your initial needs or where you may have gaps.
You know, Wayne, the ball is always moving, right? I mean, the growth creates some of these issues. Maybe you can give folks some advice on how to navigate change as it relates to their people and trying to avoid some of the gaps that you identify in companies.
Yeah, as I mentioned a minute ago, I mean, the understanding of self is paramount. That comes first and foremost. But I think it sounds cliche-ish, but we should all be lifelong learners. And I think that's extremely important to really think about yourself and how do I continue to grow who I am and where I'm headed and really having developmental goals. But then those who are in a leadership capacity, how do I really foster that within my people? And I think with my business, what I'm looking at is, you know, there's constant change in how training and learning and talent management is occurring. And we've got to be ever present and really thinking about how do we move with that change to technology and innovation and making things more readily available to our clients.
And I think part of what you've got to challenge is to, with your clients is to communicate the ROI of investing in their people, right?
Right.
And again, that's a soft thing, but it has real tangible benefits.
It does. And I think that really where you can help people think about the ROI is on the front end when you do your needs analysis and you define success on the front end. If we're going to come in and help you with, you know, opportunity A, what is that going to look like? And how would we define success from a partnership perspective? And who would carry what role in that process? So we're clearly defining what we can control and what we can't control. And sometimes people think that a training initiative is going to solve everything. And I think that just like any business, it's part of a bigger picture and really understanding what has to happen on the front end and the back end to really truly make it successful.
So if you've said something here that maybe has perked up the ears of one of our listeners and they want to find out more about your company, where can they find out more about Learning Curve Consultants?
Yeah, they can visit us at www.lc-consultants.com.
lc-consultants.com. And they'll be able to – what will they find on the website?
Information about our process and how we go about things. There's samples of our work as well as some testimonials from different businesses, like I said, the 60-person business all the way to the Fortune 100. So some good examples of the process that we've gone through and how we've tried to drive change within that organization.
Great. Well, Wayne, thank you for joining us here on the show. Thanks for sharing all your information about Learning Curve Consultants, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you so much.